in the studio with us now. We have a number of individuals who are one coach and a couple of players from the Selins Grove Seals basketball team, and they're going to be talking about the Angela Wolf Memorial Basketball Tournament that is this Friday and Saturday at the Selins Grove High School gym. It is a fundraiser, so if you love girls' high school basketball, we know that sometimes there's a crowd in the stands for these games. Now's the time to go see some great play this weekend. I'll start directly across from me. We'll go counterclockwise. Lizzie Deal is here. She's an 11th grader and a player on the team. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I do appreciate it. Going to have to get one, just another fraction of an inch closer and speak up. Emma Atwood is here. She's a senior on the team. She's off to Bloomsburg University next weekend, but she's going to be playing this weekend as hard as she can. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
How much do you love playing basketball? Give me an adjective instead of just a lot.
I don't know. It's really fun, I guess. Just doing what you love with a lot of people you love, too.
Do you fall asleep thinking about basketball plays? And
I mean, sometimes.
And then wake up and finish the play. That's funny. The next up is an assistant coach for the team, varsity and JV team. Pat O'Brien is here. Of course, you know him as the voice of the Selins Grove Seals varsity football team who play on our sister station, Eagle 107, as well. Welcome aboard, Pat.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
And what's your day job for those who don't know you?
I'm a social worker at the Selins Grove Center, and I've been there for 9 years, so I'm very proud to be an employee of the Commonwealth.
All right, well, taking good care of people wherever you get the opportunity, that's your specialty, so thanks for that. And Avery DeFazio is here. She is a 10th grader at the Selins Grove Seals team. She's already taller than me, although most people are. So welcome aboard, Avery.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for coming in. Now, I'm gonna say this, and not in a disparaging way. You're just a 10th grader. But you're starting to get into this tournament? Are you starting to think about it, kind of get ready? Are you doing this?
We have practice today, actually, and we're getting ready, and we're excited to play.
And what happens in your thoughts when somebody says, okay, well, this is the Angela Wolf tournament? What conjures up in your mind? You've heard about her. You never met her, but you know somewhat about her now?
Yeah, she was a former basketball star for the Lady Seals. She graduated in 1986 and went to play for Lock Haven.
And is that in any way inspiring for you to know that you're following a generation, just one generation away, some great players?
Yeah, it is.
Do you try to make yourself a great player? How do you do that?
Yeah, I try to be a leader, but everyone is on the team, so it's quite easy.
Okay, so you just surround yourself with the smart, athletic girls and maybe stay out of the way sometimes.
Yep, basically.
Avoid getting pulled over. Well, Pat, inspiring girls here, I just think you got some, you know, people sometimes say, oh, it's hopeless, but I'll tell you what, every time you bring in a group of people, there's hope.
Yeah, and I've told everyone that I've talked to that they've inspired us as coaches, the way they've come, approach the game, and it makes it coming to practice very easy. We're working at getting better, and I know that that's ultimately what they want. It's great to have all three of them here to represent Selins Grove because they're great young ladies on and off the floor. So we're anxious to get things going this weekend against some very good competition with Bellefonte, Sullivan County, and Mifflinburg, along with our very own Selins Grove Seals.
Okay, so Bellefonte, what was the second team?
Sullivan County,
okay. So you're going to, the Griffins, right, are coming down?
Yes, they are. Yep, exactly.
Unusual name, I always thought. Okay, Emma, how has basketball helped you? It's a team sport, so you sort of get that camaraderie. How has basketball helped you?
Oh, wow. I mean, in numerous ways. It gives you a second family. Like, you go to practice, and just everyone lifts you up. It's just a great part of the day, I guess, especially coming from school. Like, everyone there is just a huge family, and it's nice being able to just have fun with a great group of people.
So maybe if you're thinking about all the things that are going on, it seems somewhat overwhelming, particularly this time of year, but you look forward to playing basketball then?
Yeah. I mean, no matter if you had a bad day or not, you know, practice is a new start. You can just start off your day better. You can make that practice the highlight of your day.
Describe these girls that are here and the rest of the team.
I don't know. They're amazing. It's just, like I said before, a big family. they're also positive, and like you definitely know like they're there for you no matter what. So
what's the downside to basketball?
I don't really think there is one.
Awesome answer.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would be. Maybe it might take you away from some of your studies, but you managed to keep a balance, right? You got good grades?
Yeah, I mean, I think being a student athlete definitely helps out. I mean, it always keeps you busy, so.
Okay, so yeah, you're learning a lot. Okay, Lizzie, describe these girls that came here, and Murphy O'Brien, who's over in the back row. She's, I guess I can truly say she's just an eighth grader, but not to disparage you. But describe these girls. You got some people that athletics really means something big.
Yeah, I don't really know how to describe them because Emma really hit it on the nose, but they're just great to play with. It feels nice to come into a basketball practice and be surrounded by the same people that you like. Like, they're all there for you. They're like, she said, a family.
So going into your senior year, of course, you're still playing your heart out right now, but and then in a senior year, you see this as being a significant year next year also?
Yes, I think we'll improve every year from now on, yeah.
Okay. Why do athletics? You know, if you just did the books, you'd be okay. If you just relaxed, I don't know, some people do gaming and other things. Why basketball? Why devote so much time to it?
Well, I started playing soccer when I was younger, and then I picked up basketball, and it's like a passionate sport. Like, I'm very passionate about it. I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those things that you just love. You grow to love.
And you're what, 5'8 or 5'9?
5'8.
5'8, okay. So you are getting taller. Do you wish that you were, do you want to put yourself on a rack or something and stretch yourself out?
Sometimes. I think my goal height would have been 5'10, but 2 inches isn't bad.
You know, you're doing fabulous. Well, good for you. And do have a great senior year since I've hearkened, made mention to it. What do you think when you hear these young people talking about the fact that they're glued together with their teammates, there's a lot of positivity here, and of course you undoubtedly see great athleticism on the field. You have hope. This is a hopeful time.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Kolak, Tanya Hatter, also another assistant coach, we've talked about it many times. And we knew in summertime, Mark, we got together, went to Edinburgh University, brought these young ladies together, also played up at the Miller Center as a group. This was our first exposure to them, being new coaches to the program. And we knew right away that and just like Lizzie talked about, you know, it's a passion. You can see it within them. They want to be great. We're looking forward to continue to improve. So it is motivating, inspiring to be around passionate young ladies who ultimately want the same goal, which is not always commonplace. You know, sometimes it's too much of I, but this is definitely a group that knows and understands the team concept and are buying into it. So it's a wonderful situation to be a part of, and it's great to have these three captains with Avery, Emma, and Lizzie leading the way for this group of girls.
All right. I want any girl who wishes to tell me anything to speak up now. If there's anything you'd like to add to our conversation, I also need one of you to tell us about the tournament this weekend, invite folks, and make a pitch for folks to go. So who wants to do that? They're nodding to each other, which leaves Lizzie without nodding to anyone. So go ahead.
The annual Wolf Tournament is about, like, her family created it as a scholarship fund because of Wolf's battle with cancer, and that's what the tournament is played for. Like, every year, there's a $500 scholarship awarded to a Lady Seals senior.
And that comes from this tournament this weekend. The times for the tournament, you know what? I didn't write that down. We know where the Seals Grove High School gym. What times are these played?
Yeah, we'll play Friday. There's a game at 6 and then at 7:30. We'll have the later game on Friday. And then there's another set of games on Saturday, 6 and 7:30 as well. The consolation game will start at 6 with the championship game at 7:30. And obviously we're striving to be in both 7:30 games, so that is ultimately our goal. But again, you know, you have Mifflinburg, Sutherland County, and Bellefonte. These are teams that have been in it the last couple years. They've been very competitive. This group is very excitable. You got to come out and watch them play. We press all over the place. We get after it. it, diving on the floor. That's Emma's thing that you got to look at. She'll go after loose balls and grab. I mean, there's just an excitability around this team. And if you haven't had a chance to come watch them play, you got a great opportunity with the Angela Wolf Memorial tournament, but also just to watch young ladies who are passionate about playing this game of basketball.
All right. Well, yeah, I was lucky enough when my daughter is in school. We went to some of the girls' basketball games to cheer on students at Sealands Grove. And I was just each time amazed at just how athletic and vigorous and just never, ever ending energy, just amazing stamina of these girls playing their hearts out to win. And then sometimes you're not the winner in the game, but just losing gracefully and really being at peace with the outcome and having played well. Anyone else with an additional comment? You can say anything you want. You have an open mic. The whole world's listening, and anything you say? Is there nothing? Okay.
Well, real quick, Mark, just because the three of them were talking. I was talking as well before we went on the air. And again, you have an opportunity to carry a name on in Angela Wolf. We didn't know her, but that's what they do. They like to keep a memorial going in her honor. And so they're representing that. And they acknowledge that. And that's a great thing that they realize a former Sealands Grove Seal, 1,000-point scorer, name is being carried on year in and year out. And they're carrying it well. So we're proud of them and what they've done and the entire Sealands Grove program. So that's the big part of what we're doing this weekend, and hopefully raise some money and also win some games.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing these young ladies here. Very much appreciated. I tell you restore hope, but it's worse than that. You're going to roll over this world and just make great things happen. We know that to be true. Pat O'Brien's the assistant coach of the girls' Seals team. Avery DeFazio is a 10th grader. Emma Atwood's a senior going to Bloomsburg University, and Lizzie Deal is an 11th grader, and she's going to 12th grade next year. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.